We'll start over again the Mishnah. Dav Chofa Medbeis. Say the Mishnah over again. Zeh Oimel Ksav Yodi V'zeh Ksav Yodi Shechaveroi. Again, you have a shtar that the Eidim signed in it and says that Reuven owes $1,000. So now Bezdim wants to be Mekayim the shtar. They want to make sure the signatures were not forged. So the two Eidim themselves come, and one Eid says, I recognize this is my signature, and I recognize this is my friend's signature. And the second Eid says the same thing, that I recognize this is my signature, and this is my friend's signature. According to everybody, that's called the good Kiyim. You have like two Eidim now, on saying on both pairs of signatures, that they know it's the right signature. What about those Zeloi Mezek Sab Yodi, the Zeloi Mezek Sab Yodi? Let's say each Eid Echad only says that he knows his signature. He only says, I recognize this is my signature. And I don't know about the other ones. He just doesn't know. Is Trich and the Sarfim Moyim Achar Diver Rebbe. Rebbe Shitarid, it's not enough to have one Eid Echad on each signature, but you have to have two Eidim on each signature. Therefore, we have to get a third person from the street that recognizes both signatures. So we use him. And on each signature, you have another Eid Echad, so it's called like we have two Eidim on each signature. The Chachamim Moim, the Chachamim say, Einam Tzrich Matzarfim Moim Acher. No, we don't have to have a third one. With these two Eid Echad, the first two alone is enough. Elanem Anodim Loim Ezek Sav Yodai. It's enough you believe to say this is your signature. As long as we hear from two people, each one recognizes his signature, even though you only have an Eid Echad on each signature, but since we have two Eid Echads, that's enough to say this shtar is Mekuyim. There's no more doubts to Bezdin. Bezdin will use this shtar to collect the money. So Gemara explains now, what's the machlekes? Kishatim Tzolayma, when you want to say that Ladivra Rebbe, according to Rebbe, the Rebbe says you have to bring a third person here in order to have two Eidim on each signature in the shtar, as I'll tell you, Aksav Yodan Hein Midim, that the Yisrael of Kiyim is that Bezdin has to hear that these two signatures were not forged. So if that's the Eidus, what Bezdin has to hear, they have to hear it from two Eidim. So you have to have two Eidim on this signature that it's not forged, and two Eidim on the other signature. Like every shtar has two Eidim signed in it. So therefore you have to have two Eidim saying on both signatures. Therefore one and one is not enough. You have to have a third person that also knows both signatures. So now you have two people on each signature. That's Rebbe Shita. But the Divrei Chachamim, the Chiddush here is what do the Chachamim say? The Chachamim hold no, al moneh shebishtar hein midim. That's how we have kiyim, that Bezdin has to know the signatures are not forged. True, that's what we hear. We hear that it's not forged. But what Bezdin takes out of this is that they hear from the people that are being mekayim bishtar that the actual havoz alone took place. That means al moneh shebishtar hein midim. This is a deed of shtar that's saying that alone took place. That Shimon borrowed $1,000. So when the two Eidim tell us that they know the loan took place, that's what Bezdin has to hear, Peshas Tekiyim. So over here, each Eid Echad says, I know this is my signature. By you saying it's your signature, you're also telling us that what's signed in the shtar is okay. So you're like telling us, you know the loan took place. And when the second Eid Echad says on his signature that it's good, he's also like relating to Bezdin that the loan took place. So Bezdin hears now from two Eidim that the loan took place, that's enough, that's called Kiyim. That's the Chiddush HaKon Chachamim. Even though the way you Mekayim the Shtar is, the two Eidim come and say, Ksav Yadeinu, who's there? Like we recognize the signatures, it's not forged. But what Bezdin takes out of that is that we hear that the loan, whatever it says in the Shtar is true. So if you hear it now from these two Eidechos, like from two Eidim, that's enough to make Kiyim. So Mar says, Pshita, of course that's the Pshat. Tzmur says no. Not the time I could have thought that L'Rebbe Svukei Misafkulei. It could be according to Rebbe, maybe Rebbe has a doubt. What's the real pshat? Iyak Sav Yodim Heimidim. Is it really, really true, like I just said, that according to Rebbe, the Kiyam is each Eid is saying upon his signature, and we have to have two Eidim on each signature? Or maybe no, Rebbe, maybe Rebbe himself has a doubt that maybe Almonah Shebishtar Heimidim. Maybe Rebbe also agrees that there's a doubt that maybe the pshat from Kiyim is that just relating to Bezdin that the actual havor, what it says in the shtar, took place. So therefore we go to Chumra like both ways. Therefore in our Mishnah, when you only have these two Eidim, that each one only knows his own signature, Rebbe has a doubt maybe they're saying Eidus on the signatures, And therefore you need a third person to make it like you have two Eidim on each signature. So what's the difference? So Mar says, now an afkamina, there is an afkamina. The doubt that I say that maybe Rebbe has a doubt that it could be really, it's Amona Shebeshtar HaMidim. What's the doubt? So what's the afkamina? So Mar says like this. Heicha demis chad minayu. What's going to be these two Eidim now that signed in the Shtar and one of them died? One of the two died. Demis chad minayu. So now you only have one alive. So Lachura, this one alive, let's say he's saying, I know this is my signature. And I also know my friend's signature. So really what you should think to say is all you have to have is just one more raid to say you're on the second signature. So no, I'll tell you no. I'll tell you, Liboyi Shnayim Minashuk. You'll need now two Eidim coming from the street. Lohoye Dolov. To say Eidis over here. You'll have to have two new Eidim from the street coming in and telling us that they recognize the other signature. There's this Eid that's alive. He could tell us he knows this signature. That's good. But he's not allowed to also help us out on the other than one signature. We have to have, the Chiddushes will have to have two Eidim on the other signature. Why? Because the Imkain, if you're not going to have another two Eidim on the other signature, but rather just this one Eid that's alive, he's going to say he knows his own signature, and that is now 100%, but he's also going to tell us that he knows the other one signature. So the Chiddush you should need now is just one more Eid Echad saying they know the other signature. Like we have now two Eidim on the other signature, and he's telling us on his own signature that's the best thing. But I'll tell you, maybe that's not going to be good. The Imkain, because if so, Konofik Nochi Riva de Mamoina Apu Medechad Sadi. It's like 3/4 of the money is going because of one Eid. And that's no good. Like Rashi explains, Rashi has a Riches here. But he said when we need two Eidim, the Pshat is like, you have to have Chatzi Yalzeh v'Chatzi Yalzeh. And we have to have two Eidim, the Torah says, Rashi says, the Anan al Pishnayim Eidim Binan, Chatzi Dover al Pib Shalzeh, the Chatzi Dover al Pib Shalzeh. That we have to have two Eidim, half is saying from one, and the other half we have from the other Eid. Hilkach, therefore, in this case, what's going on here? That one Eid died from the Shtar. Now, the one Eid that's alive, when he tells us this is Mike Sav Yodai, he's like Neman. He's telling us his own signature. We have no doubt on his signature, he's Neman. The question is about the other signature. It's not your signature, so we have to have then two Eidim telling us about the other signature. Now, if this first Eid is going to be one of the Eidim on the second signature, and you'll have just one more Eid for the second signature, it's like this. The original Eid, his signature, he said completely by himself. That's like 50% worth of the shtar. The other 50%, he's helping out, and another raid. So he's like taking 1/4 of that signature also. So he has 3/4, and the other raid is only saying 1/4. That will be psul. So if the halacha is that minasofik, maybe Rebbe holds, that the Eidim are saying, al monish habishtar, the Eidim are not telling us on the signatures, but there's an ask here from these two Eidim about the loan took place, this would be possible. It wouldn't be enough to have this one Eid saying his own signature, because then he's saying he knows 50% of the loan. And then on the other Eid, him and one more Eid together, again he's adding to the other 50% 1/4 of it. So he's saying 3/4 of the Eidis, that's no good. So then we would have thought what you would need is two separate Eidim coming to say on the second Eidis. So those two Eidim are taking out 50%. And you, the Eid that's alive, he's saying on his signature, that's also 50%. That would be okay. And therefore, I would have thought Rebbe has a suffix, and therefore, for Hochel Lechumra, Hochel Lechumra, maybe both ways I have to go Lechumra, that Rebbe is only a suffix. Therefore, in the case of our Mishnah, it's not enough to have just one more person, it's not enough to have these two Eid Echads. Each one saying he knows his own Sav, but you have to have a third one there to make it 2 and 2. But maybe Rebbe also has the doubt that they are maybe saying on the Mona Shebishtar, the saying about the Halvor took place, and in the case where one died, we would have to have two Eidim from the street. Kamash Mula know, the Chiddush is know, that the Rebbe Mifshap Shitalei, when Rebbe tells us the Chiddush in the Mishnah, that the Eidim are saying upon their own signatures, he says it for sure, he has no doubt. And Bein Lekula Bein Lechumra, there's no difference whether it's Lekula or Lechumra, that's what Rebbe holds. That the Eidei Kiyam are telling us it's an Eidus, that they know the signature is their signature. It's not forged. So therefore, in the Mishnah, when you have only these two Eidim, and each one only recognizes his own signature, it's not enough. because you only have one aid on each signature. And Bezdin asked here from two aidim that the two signatures are okay. So now Mishnah, you have to pull in a third party to know both aidim in the shtar. And now Bezdin asks from two and two that the two signatures are okay. Who are then in this case where one aid dies? It would be enough now for the one aid to stay upon his signature and a loss to be made on the other one's signature. And all you need now is just one more aid also to recognize both signatures. Because the aid says we need from two aidim to recognize both signatures. So you, as the first aid, you recognize your signature and you also recognize your friend's signature. That's 50%. Now the other aid has to also come and recognize both signatures. So the chiddush is, that's kosher. Now that's the chiddush I was saying now, that Rebbe holds for sure his shita, and he has no doubt. And why the Yom Rav Yudam Rav, that Shnayim Hachsumam al Ashtar, if two people signed in the Shtar says that Reuben owes $1,000, the Shtar Milva, Umeisechad Mehen, and one of these two Adim died now. So now when we come to Bezdin to collect the money with the Shtar, we have to have Kiyim. Bezdin has to make sure the signatures were not forged. Halacha is tzrichim shnayim in ashuk. According to Chachom Shita now Mishnah, even though the one aid is alive and he's saying that he knows his signature is true, he can't say aidus on the second signature. We don't let him send a second signature, but rather tzrichim shnayim in ashuk. We need two new aidim coming from the street, lawyer dolov, to say aidus upon the second signature, because according to Chachomim they hold the aid is saying upon the money shebishtar. You're not so much saying upon the signatures, but you're saying you know the fact that the loan took place. So when the first aid that's alive is saying on his signature, he's like saying 50% of the aidus. So if we're going to use him to also say for the other aid, he'll be saying 3/4. That's no good. Therefore, he could only say on his signature. But for the other signature, we need two other aids from the street. And of this we say, Bezu Rebbe Lekula for Rabban Lechumra. That in this fact, Rebbe is a makel, like we just said, because Rebbe holds for sure the Edikiyim are not saying on the mona, they're not saying upon the fact what it says in the Shtar the loan took place, they're only saying upon their Edis, the signatures, that it's true. So even though the Ed that's alive is saying he knows his signature is true, and the other one's signature is true, that's only 50%. Now when you have one more Ed saying he knows both signatures, he's saying the other 50%, and that's good. So in this way, Rebbe is a maker, and the Rabban will be a chumra. Now the Gemara says, "V'lekatrei elachad mai." That's going to be according to Chacham Mishita. Again, you have these two eidim signed in the shtar, and one eid died. So you only have one alive, and we only have one other eid that knows about the signatures. We don't have two more eidim. So what can we do now? How can we make kiyum according to Chachamim? According to Chachamim, we can't use these two because then the one that's alive, he's saying 3/4. So how do we get about it? So Amar Abaye, Abaye says like this, Lichtoiv chasimas yadayu achaspa. The one aid that's alive, let him sign his signature on a piece of paper. Achaspa means like a dirty piece of paper. Achaspa says an earthly kli. A kli will soon see that he can't use for a shtar. It was on a shemata like. Write your signature down. V'shad yalei beveidina. And send it into Bezdin. O mechaska lei beveidina. And Bezdin, like, will make a handpick, will check out your signature, not from your Edus, but from this piece of paper you're sending now. They'll, like, check out and see to where the signatures look alike, so they'll know the signature is not forged. The Chozalei, and they'll, like, see it, that they'll be Mekayim the Shtar, your one signature. So now, one signature, Bezdin knows is true. What do we have to have Edim for? Only for the second true. For, like, Tzorech Iuli Asubi Achsimos Yadayu. Now the aid that's alive is not going to have to say aidus on his own signature. Of course, on his own signature, Bezdin knows it's true from the fact he signed, and Bezdin compared the signatures. So as aidus, he didn't say a word yet. So now what you do is we only have a doubt about the second aid. The one that died, is his signature forged or not? So what you do now is we ozal ihu fahai, let the first aid that's alive, and the one aid now that knows both signatures, o masadi aiduch, let these two come and say Edus now in the second Edus. So it's not called 3/4 upon the Ed that's alive. Because the Ed that's alive, on his own signature, he didn't say Edus at all. The way to get around it is, just write it down on a piece, sign your name on a piece of paper, and send the piece of paper to Bezdin. So Bezdin checks it out himself now, and they see that's kosher. So you didn't say Edus at all. We'll only use your Edus for the second Ksav. on the second signature, you and another eight, both are saying 50%, that's kosher. Now the Gemara says, the case when you want Beis Din to check out your signature, by writing it down on a piece of paper, your signature, and sending it to Beis Din, you should know, for daska chaspa, only use it on an earthly kli, or on a shemata like, that they can't make a star, that somebody shouldn't find it, and write an IOU on it. Avala megilta. But if you want to write it down on a megillah, on a piece of cloth, a piece of parchment, or lav davka parchment, any piece of paper that you can write a star on, loy, you should not sign your name on a piece of paper. Why? Dilma mishkach lo inish loy miley. Maybe somebody will find this piece of paper, like maybe you'll lose it, and somebody will find it that's not such a nice person. Because of alavayo, my de boy, and he'll write on top of this whatever he wants to write a nice IOU, like you signed it. So write IOU $1 million, and he'll have his signature on it, and he signed it, and you're holding it now. So the guy will be able to get money away from you. So you have to be careful not to sign your name on a good piece of paper that could be a star. Or else Tosis says, "V'hu adin areisha de mekilta." You could also sign on top of the piece of paper, even if it's a good, like a cloth, but if you sign your name on top, the guy can't write an IOU. Because usually when you write the IOU, you sign on bottom. So another way would be either sign your name all the way on top, or else use a shmata, use a piece of paper that anyway is possible for a star. It's something you could erase it, so anyway, Beis Din won't use it. Yeah. Oh, Tanan, we learned, the Gemara in Bava Basra, that hoitzi yolo ksav yodoy, if somebody takes out a ksav yodoy, an IOU, that has your signature on it, that you owe me $1 million, Shulchayiv loy, that if I have an IOU saying you owe me the money, goivim nechasa b'nei chayrin, you could use such a star like that. Even though you don't have two eidim signed on it. That's an IOU. If the guy himself, or Reuven himself, signed a piece of paper, and on top of that it says that I owe you $1,000, so the Shimon now that's holding the piece of paper could collect a korban from b'nei chayrin, means only from the property that Shimon has now. But if Shimon sold something to somebody else from Lekuchas, you can't go and collect. Since it doesn't have a koil, there's no edim signed on the shtar, it's not called a good shtar. That we say with the shtar, kamonai mishabodim, that means if you lend Shimon $1,000, and then the next week Shimon sells some property, and later you come back and Shimon has no money, you're allowed to take away that property that Shimon sold. That's only if you had a good shtar first with edim signed on it. Then we say a koil goes out, everybody knows the way Shimon knows the money. So the person shouldn't have bought the property of Shimon. He has to have the doubt that maybe they'll come and collect it away from him. But over here, that it wasn't Eidim, just your Ksav Yod, just the IOU on it, that's not enough to make a curl. Therefore, you could only collect from the Chosim B'nei Chayrin. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha K'divrei Chachamim. And now Mishnah, we pass in the Kudu like the Chachamim, at least the case of the Mishnah, that if these two Eidim, each one just tells us he recognizes his own signature, that's enough. Because the Eidim don't have to hear that the signatures are true. The main thing that Beis Din has to hear is that the money of the loan took place. And they hear from these two Eidim, now the loan took place, that's enough. So Gemara says, Pshit, of course that's the halacha. The klal is, Yochid v'rabim, halacha k'rabim. We always pass like the rabim. So Gemara says, Ma, the Tamar, word of thought. Halacha k'rabim mechavei roi. We know usually the klal is, even though somebody argues on Rebbe, we always pass like Rebbe. If only one person argues on him, we always pass like Rebbe. Maybe somebody would make a mistake to think, the same way if a rabbin, if a lot of people are arguing on Rebbe, maybe you'll see a paskin like Rebbe. Kamash Shmuel, no, it's not like that. When do we paskin like Rebbe? Only if one person is arguing on him. When you have a chachomim, a rabbin, that are arguing against him, then the lochr is like the chachomim. We'll soon say the reason to make a mistake is, because here the svara really is like Rebbe. Like Rebbe in the Mishnah makes much more sense. The Chum Shita is a tremendous Chiddush. Like even though Kiyam is, you're saying Zeksav Yodai, you're telling Beis Din, you know this is your signature. The Chum say it's not that Beis Din has to hear that your signatures are not forged, but Beis Din has to hear that the loan took place. That's a tremendous Chiddush. So what we'll see later, sorry, I would have thought that here the Laloch is like Rebbe, Kamashla, no, still the Klali, the Laloch Karabim, we pass Klat Rabbanan. Siminach Nodchad. Omalei Rav Chanano Bar Chia, the Rav Yehuda. That's Rav Yehuda. The Yarmulon, some say, was Rav Huna Bar Yehuda or Rav Yehuda. The Yarmulon, some say, was Rav Chia Bar Yehuda or Rav Yehuda. Or me, Yomer Shmuel Hochi, is it true that Shmuel Paskin, that the Loch was like the Chacham and Menal Mishnah, that all you have to have Kiyim is just one aid on each signature, that's enough. I bohu Shtoro, Denofik Mivedina Demar Shmuel. There's a star that came out of the Bezdin of Shmuel. Shmuel was the Rosh Bezdin, and there was a Shtar Halvo, and there was a Shaila, is it true or not? So the Had of Edim come and be Mekayim the Shtar to say they know the signatures are true. And Shmuel, the Rosh Bezdin, wrote in the Shtar that the Lacha is after Bezdin checks out the signatures and knows that it's not forged. Now Bezdin puts a handpick on the Shtar, which means they themselves write in the Shtar that we know that this and this happened, and we know that such and such a person came and told us that the signatures are not forged, therefore the Shtar is okay. That's the handpick. Now how did Shmuel sign on this handpick? It said like this, that the Ksivbe, Midiosa Rav Onon Barchia V'yased Achasimos Yodei, is written in the Shtar. The way the aid that was signed in the Shtar, Rav Onon Barchia, he himself came in front of Mishmuel, in front of the Dayan, and said he knows this is his signature. V'yadachad Yamei, and he also told us that he recognizes the other one's signature. Umanu, who was the other aid signed in the Shtar? Rav Chonin Bar Rabba. That's what one aid said. So the kids of this aid, Rav Anan, said he knows his signature and the other ones. And who are din umidiyos the Rav Chonin? Then the second aid came to us in front of the Bezdin of Shmuel. The Rav Chonin Bar Rabba, the Asid, and he said, Adis, Achasimos Yodei. He said he recognized that this is his signature. The Adachad Yamei, and also on some of the other one also. Omani, who was the second aid there? Rav Onan Bar Chia. That's what Shmuel wrote down on his handpick, and he said, after I hear from these two aids, and the way both of them know, both signatures, Arshan Nuhu, Vekaim Nuhu, Kidachazi. We're giving our approval and saying it's a strong star, you can use this star. But our co-ponim, how do you see Shmuel made a handpick? That Shmuel made each aid say, not only on his own signature, but on the other aid's signature also. Look, that's like Rebbe Shita in our Mishnah, not like the Chachamim. So if Shmuel just got finished saying that Lachem is like the Chomim, why did Shmuel have to make it that each aid says on his own and on the other one? And would it be enough just each one only saying your own? That's the Chom Shrita. So why did Shmuel have to make it that each aid said on the other ones also? So Gemara says, Omalei entered back, Ohu Shtara Diyas Mevi. This was a special case. It was a Shtar that orphans came. An orphan, a son that lost his father, came to Bezdin to have a shtar, the way that somebody owes us $1,000. So now, V'chash Shmuel leBezdin toyin. Bezdin saw that an orphan, a yosim, came. He wanted to make sure that nobody could jip this yosim. So he was afraid, maybe later on, if I give a regular henpik, the way I hold the locher is, that all you have to have is just each aid saying on their own signature, that's enough. Shmuel was afraid maybe later these Yisoyimim will take it out to another Bezdin, that Bezdin will make a mistake. V'sova Shmuel, dil me'iko desvir lei halacha karebi mechaveiroi, v'loi mechaveirov, that another Bezdin will make a mistake, even though they know this klal, that usually we only paskin like Rebbe against one, but not against the plural of few people. Uvoho, but in this case, maybe, afilo mechaveiroi. Maybe here that Bezdin will make a mistake and think we're paskin like Rebbe here, even against the Rabbin. Well, like we said, the Svara is, because here it's more of a Svara, like Rebbe is saying, that the Eidim should be to Bezdin. We know that the signatures are true, and you should have to have two Eidim on each signature. So Shmuel was afraid that maybe later on in life, these Yisoyimim will take it to a Bezdin, and if Shmuel only put a handpick the way you're supposed to, that Bezdin will make a mistake and not use the handpick. They'll think maybe the loch is like Rebbe. Therefore, Shmuel now, Sovar, Eved Ravcha, let me make it good according to all Shittas. Ki heicha de lo mifsa de yasmi. In order that these Yisayimim now, this offering, should not ever come to lose out. That's why in this special star, Shmuel was makbid to make the handpick that we'd be good even according to Rebbe Shita. Not because the loch is like Rebbe. La loch would have been enough to do that to Chomin. But he was just afraid that maybe somebody later would make a mistake, so he wanted this handpick to be good, even according to Rebbe Shita. The Gemara now. Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Eid V'daya Mitztarfin. If you have an eid, in other words, again, we have this star that says a loan took place, that Shimon owes $1,000. And on the star itself, there's a handpick. Rashi says, star shakasa by handpick. You have a star that there's a handpick that the Bezdin also signed on it that they know it's okay. The chasmu adayonim al handpick shaloi. Uliyachazman kishertziu amalva ligvois. Rashi says later on, when the malva took out the star to collect his $1,000, iru haloiva. The loiva now, the one that borrowed the money, complained. Loime mezuyifu. He said, you should know the shtar is mezuyif. Even though the shtar has a seal from Bezin, they know it's good. But when now you come to the third Bezin, wherever they came, to collect the money, the loive came and time that no, I'm telling you, the shtar is mezuyif. It was forged. So locher is, the Bezin you're at right now, they again have to have a henpik. If the loive time is it was forged, there's this suffix, Bezin has to check it out again. So how do you check it out? So Gemara says now, aid for diamond starfin. Let's say you only have one aid that from the original aid that says he knows, or else we're Mekayim one aid. One of the aid in that sign, those signatures, we find out that it's the true signature. It's not forged. And now the Dayanim also signed in the Shtar. And we'll be Mekayim one of the Dayan signatures. That we find out now this Dayan signature is also okay. So the Chura, could you put the two together or not? So Rav Yehuda Mashmul says Mitztarfin, you can put the two together. Even though we don't know that both Eidim are kosher, or we don't know that both that Dayanim that signed here are also kosher, we only know one Eid is kosher and one Dayan is kosher. That's enough, you can put the two together. And mainly you can collect money from the Shtar. So Omar Rami Bachoma, Kama Milo Haishmaita. Like how good is this? Like Choma Bachoma also agreed to this. Agreed to Yehuda Mashmuel that it's good. Omar Rava said back, no, my Mayusa, what's so good about this? My de komaset sadi sado loy komaset dayona, that the Eidim and the dayona mechuratayis say two different things. Or my de komaset dayona, that the dayona are telling us loy komaset sad is not what the Eidim are saying. In other words, like Rashi says, the bottom Rashi, Eidim hashtar midim al monashev shtar. The Eidim that saw the loan took place, their main hagodah is they know the loan took place. That's what they're saying on kirabonim. So we paskin in the Mishnah, according to the Chum Shita, the Ikra of Kiyam is that Bezdin hears from the Eidim that the loan took place. For Dayonim Yidim Fneinon Niskayim, the Dayonim now, they don't know for sure the loan took place. All the Dayonim know is that the signatures are okay. So who are they saying two different things? So how could you put the two together? That's Rabbi's Kasha. First of all, Yehuda Mashmul holds no, that together, even the Dayonim, once they know the signatures are true, they're also like telling us they know the milva took place. It's the same thing, like the Rav Yehuda Mashmul Svar is, once the Dayanim know that the signatures are true, so maybe they have a right to believe what it says in the Shtar, and the Shtar says the loan took place. So it's also considered like the Dayanim are also telling us the loan took place. Alright, so that's this Machloikis Rav and Rav Yehuda Mashmul. Right, huh? Elos and Marcel like this, Elikiyosi Rami by Cheskel. When Omri Vacheskel came, Omri said like this, Leitetetsinu lahani kloli dekarli Yehuda Yachi. Don't listen to my brother Yehuda, what he's telling you. Mishmei di Shmuel, they're saying over the name of Shmuel. Because he also disagrees. His first member was Omri Yehuda Mashmuel. So Rabbi Cheskel, Omri Vacheskel saying, don't trust my brother to say the name of Shmuel. Like, he holds like Rava. That no, you can't put the two together. A dying and an aid cannot be put together. Mura says now, a case, Ikloi Ravnoi, Ravnoi came in, Achvod Rebichi, was the brother of Rebichi or Barabba, Lemizvim Shumshami, Stami came to buy some sesame seeds. The Yom Rochi told over like this, that Omar Shmuel, he said it also, over the Halacha from Shmuel, that aid, Vadayim, it's Tarfin, you should know, if you have one aid, we know the signature of one aid is kosher. And we have another Raya, that one of the Dayonim is kosher, you can put the two together. On this now, Omer Amemer said over, Kama Mailio Haishmaita, how good this is. What Rav Noi is telling us over, the name of Shmuel, I agree to it. Is Omele Ravashila Amemer. So Ravashi said back to Amemer, Mishum the Kalsa Yavur Di Mechel, because they praised your father of your mother. At Nami Makalsasla, you also have to praise him. Kvar Pircha Rava, he also felt like Rava's Pircha, no, it's not true. You can't put together a dying and an aid. They're both saying are two different things. The Eid is saying that he knows true the halvor the loan took place, and that the Yonim Chironi telling us they know that the Eidim are not forged. So you can't put the two together. Such as Machlokes, if you could put them together or not. First, the locher is he can't put the two together. Behold, he can't be mistaken of them together. Right. Omar Rav Safra, Safra said like this, Omar Rav Safra, Omar Rav Yabba, Omar Rav Yitzchak, Bar Shmuel, Bar Masa, Omar Rav Huna, V'yamrle, and some say, Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav, Shloisha, Sheyoshvu, Lekayim, Es Hashtar. Three people sat down to be Mekayim Hashtar. And now, what happened is, Shnaye Makirin Chasim Shedayedim. Two of these Dayonim by themselves recognize the signatures of these Eidim. Two of them recognize. Now, usually the case is the Dayonim don't recognize anything. So they sit down to be a Bezdin, and two Eidim come in front of them and tell us we recognize the signatures. But here the case was two out of the three Dayonim, they themselves knew and recognized the signatures. So what do we do here? But the third Dayan though, he did not recognize the signatures. So he said like this, Achaloi Chosmu, if the Dayonim did not sign yet, to say like they know the Shtar is good, you know what you should do? Meidin Bifonov. Let these two Eidim, the two Dayonim that know the signatures are true, let these two be like Eidim. Is Meidim Bifonov. Let these two say Eidim in front of the third person, and now the third person, the third Dayan also knows that these signatures are true. And then the three Dayanim could sign as if to say, us three Dayanim know these signatures are true. But Misha Chosmu, let's say the first two Dayanim signed already, then ain't me the Vafonov, then they're not allowed to say Eidus now in front of the third one to make him know. Vachosim, then he'll sign. Because at the time when the first two signed, like it wasn't true, because usually what you're signing, Dayanim have to sign as if to say, all three of us, it's a Bezdin. So you have to prove, sign, that all three of us, the Dayanim, know what happened here. And at the time when you signed it, it's not true, the Dayanim three did not...